Net News. I'm Jason Taylor, a friend of a man who fired up to 10 bullets into his estranged wife outside a St. Louis area grocery store Tuesday, had earlier asked a friend to be a lookout or getaway driver. The Post-Dispatch reports the woman is still in critical but stable condition after two surgeries. The Missouri House is planning to consider today a resolution that would urge a military agency to resolve the cases of 15 missing Vietnam War soldiers from Missouri. Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson says the state's heroes are not forgotten.
I don't know that any one conflict is more important than the other. One might have got more publicity, one might have, you know, how our country reacted to the Vietnam era versus other times. I think it really should be the thing where we take a look at all soldiers and you try to bring them home.
Today is Missouri Vietnam Veterans Day. More than 80 Missourians who served their country will be honored today at the State House. After a marathon debate, the Missouri House has approved prescription drug monitoring program legislation. Brian Howsworth reports.
After a three-hour floor debate, the House Wednesday perfected Sykeston GOP State Representative Holly Rader's PDMP legislation. Rader tells her House colleagues that prescription drug abuse is one of the fastest-growing epidemics in the nation.
Last year, the babies born with opiates on Medicaid, the cost was $23 million.
Critics of the bill include Lake St. Louis Republican Justin Hill, a former St. Charles County undercover detective. Hill says a database won't work. He adds that, quote, the problem are the drug dealers and they are physicians, end of quote. The Missouri House approved Rader's bill in a voice vote. It needs one more read and vote before heading to the Senate. Brian Helsworth, the Missouri Net.
The Missouri Ethics Commission has dismissed a complaint filed against Springfield Mayor candidate Christy Fulnecki. Agency said Fulnecki was not allowed to receive a $250 check from a group of Springfield firefighters, but was not in violation because she'd already returned the check. Fulnecki also saying she returned a donation from Greene County Sheriff Jim R. Knott's campaign. The Missouri House passed Amber Alert legislation late last night, known as Haley's Law. KOLR reports the bill calls for the reporting of a missing child to be done digitally. Bill next goes to the Senate. An Independence police officer who was shot in the head by a burglar was in critical condition at a hospital late last night. Independence State Representative Bill Kidd, a former reserve deputy sheriff, informed the Missouri House about the shooting yesterday afternoon.
The suspects have been detained after a high-speed pursuit, and so I would ask this body to have a moment of prayer and silence while we consider the sacrifice that this officer and his family are making at this point.
The officer is identified as 15-year veteran Thomas Wagstaff. The burglars reportedly opened fire while trying to flee. St. Louis County Police Department issued an endangered person advisory for a 17-year-old. Alyssa Williams was last seen Monday. Police say she had several medical conditions and she did not have access to any of her medications. That's news. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.